WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week featured information about Sir Francis Beaufort, a hydrographer with the British Navy. He was not a meteorologist, but being on the sea, his life was seriously impacted by the weather. So what is a hydrographer? Hydrography focuses on the measurement of the depth and physical characteristics of waters and nearby land. It generally refers to the measurement and description of any waters, and specifically refers to those measurements and descriptions of navigable waters necessary for safe passage of vessels. Oceanography and limnology are subsets of hydrography. Hydrography's origin lies in the making of chart-like drawings and notations made by individual mariners. These were usually the private property, even closely held secrets, of individuals who used them for commercial or military advantage. Eventually, organizations, particularly navies, realized the collection of this individualized knowledge and distribution to their members gave an organizational advantage. The next step was to organize members to actively collect information. Thus were born dedicated hydrographic organizations for the collection, organization, publication, and distribution of hydrography incorporated into charts and sailing directions. Hydrographical measurements include the tidal, current, and wave information of physical oceanography. They also include bottom measurements with particular emphasis on those marine geographical features that pose a hazard to navigation, such as rocks, shoals, reefs, and other features that obstruct a ship's passage. Hydrography encompasses shore features, natural and man-made, that aid in navigation. A hydrographic survey will therefore include accurate positions and representations of hills, mountains, and even lights and towers that will aid in fixing a ship's position, as well as the aspects of the sea and seabed. Well, we're drifting a little outside of direct weather terminology, but so much comes from related topics. Send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.